Warning: this book may contain graphic and sexual language and content. Viewer discretion is advised. "1984" is a book written by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, published in 1949. It's about an oppressive dictatorship called Big Brother that looms over the lives of everyone. Thought police are constantly in people's thoughts and minds, and no one can rebel in any way against the government. It follows the main character, Winston, and his journey from being different than the other people. He thinks he's different anyways because he hates Big Brother and he wants to rebel. "War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength." This is a quote from Big Brother on just page 3. The book follows the trope of being alone in the world full of many. Winston is constantly plagued by the idea that he's the only one who wants to rebel against Big Brother, and he thinks he's crazy. He thinks that he's the weird one, even though everyone else is sucking up to a dictator that they don't agree with in any way, but it's all they've known all their lives. The book, of course, also has a romantic plot. You can tell when Julia, another main character, is introduced in the second chapter. At first, Winston hates Julia. He thinks that she's one of the biggest supporters of Big Brother and that she'll never be found or killed by the thought police. But he later finds out that she is just like him. When she hands him a note in the hallway that says she loves him, they meet in a field and have sex, which is considered a crime, and it's a political statement in the world they live in. Because couples aren't encouraged to do anything like that. They're barely encouraged to love each other. One of the main side plots being Winston trying to remember where his mom went when he was younger and not being able to remember it is a feeling of abandonment. He finally remembers right before he's jailed and right before he reads the book of the rebellion. He realizes that he was being greedy when he was little. He was just 5 or 6, so he couldn't have known any better. But he took his sister's chocolate and, feeling bad, ran out on the street. His mother was, of course, well, she wanted to scold him, but when he went back inside, she was gone, and he never saw her again. This wasn't uncommon, as people are constantly taken, and just never appear, ever again. Winston is tricked into a fake rebellion by O'Brien. Him and Julia are both jailed, and they never see each other again, not the same as they were anyways. O'Brien's the one who tortures him. He tortures him over and over again for disobeying Big Brother. He's a part of the thought police. Over and over again, Winston is beaten, he's electrocuted, and he's made to believe that Big Brother is the only answer, because that's what they want everyone to believe. Just an example is when O'Brien holds up 4 fingers. He asks Winston, "How many fingers am I holding up?" Winston says he's only holding up 4, which is obviously correct. But no, O'Brien's holding up 5. He tortures Winston over and over again until Winston finally thinks that he's actually seeing 5 fingers when there's only 4. Here's a quote from the passage. 5, 5, 5. "No, Winston, that is no use. You are lying. You still think there are 4 fingers. How many fingers, please?" This goes on and on, until finally, Winston's released when he has only half a brain left. The whole point of O'Brien torturing Winston was to take his humanity away. He doesn't stop torturing him until Winston finally says, "Stop. Do it to Julia instead," taking away the last human thing about him. Winston's released, and he's one of the biggest supporters of Big Brother, because all he can see is Big Brother. He's been manipulated into thinking that Big Brother is the only answer. But in this society, Big Brother is the only answer. In my opinion, this book is definitely a classic. The idea that you're never actually in control of yourself can be put in any other scenario. It can be put in the 1800s, and it can be put in the 2000s, the late 2000s, 3000s, who knows, but the plot can carry over to anywhere. The feeling that love makes you a better person until you lose it. The feeling of abandonment. And not being able to get over a dictatorship that's constantly bearing down on you are all very common themes that happen in many novels, and they can carry over to any landscape. I mean, think about it. It can carry over to our modern world. Our smartphones and our iPads and our devices, our Alexas, anything you can think of are constantly listening to us. Sure, it may just be for advertisements, but you never know. Our government itself is always listening, just as the thought police are to Winston. This book was way ahead of its time. And the idea that you're never actually fully in control of your situation or your surroundings can be carried over to anything. Who knows?
maybe our government today even really is the thought police.